What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
A tune, Landfill, making it hard for me to concentrate. But away we go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joining B. Mitch and Finley right now is our friend Peter Flaherty from Baseball America, giving us some insight into last night's baseball draft. Peter, thanks for making time for us, dude. How are
you? Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I will follow up about the surprise, perhaps, but let's start with the number one overall pick, Eli Willits. His father was a major leaguer almost a decade. Is a young kid with a ton of potential. Tell us what we need to know about the Nats' new hopeful shortstop of the future.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the pick. With Eli Willits going number one overall last night, he becomes the youngest first overall pick in draft history. There are a ton of fun and exciting traits from a tool standpoint with Willits. He's a chance to be a plus hitter with a really smooth, quick, and compact swing from both sides of the plate. He's got a really advanced feel for the barrel. He sprays line drives from foul line to foul line, picks up spin really well, sound approach. And it's kind of easy to dream on the power projection a little bit with him. There's a chance just, as he naturally ages and matures, he'll get more physical and strong and potentially develop into the power tool into a major league average tool, which to go along with his above average or plus hit tool makes for a really enticing offensive profile. And he's got bat speed to boot. And then you kind of focus on what he's got on the dirt. And he's a really good athlete at shortstop with an above average arm. He's got impressive actions. He's comfortable attacking the baseball, throwing from multiple arm angles. He's got range in either direction, looks every bit the part of a professional shortstop. And then he's also, as I kind of alluded to when running through the defense a little bit, he also runs really well and he's an effective base stealer. I think the cherry on top with Willits, though, and what ties everything together is his really high level baseball sense. It shines through in all facets of the game. It helps him use his legs on the base paths. He knows how to run. He's not just kind of this free runner. He picks his spots. He's an effective base stealer. He makes really heads up and heady plays in the field. It's just a really exciting profile. And as you said in the lead-in, he comes from a baseball family. His dad, Coach Willits, as I usually call him, he was an outfielder with the Angels for 7 years. He's now the associate head coach at Oklahoma. His brother Jackson has been Oklahoma's everyday shortstop for 2 years, will be three next year. He's just a really, really good player.
So why take him over Holiday? What were the differences there?
At that point, at one, I'm you know, this isn't a concrete reason, but, you know, Willett's from a bonus standpoint and a, you know, how much money he wanted could have been a better fit, for the Nats and what they were looking to do than someone like a Holiday who potentially wanted more, at one. And then also just from a kind of a guy that they believe in and feel convicted on, I think that that also plays a part in it. And I know that in the lead up to the draft, it was kind of, it may have felt like it was Kate Anderson from LSU versus Ethan Holiday, at one. And those two kind of felt like the leaders in the clubhouse, but, Eli Willis was always in the conversation. He's a really, really good player in his own right. He may have not been as, I guess, hyped up as Anderson or Holiday, but, you know, I really, really like the pick for the Nationals. And, I mean, even dating back to late April, you know, I had taken Eli Willis first overall in our Baseball America, like, staff fantasy draft. I'm a real believer in the tools with him.
See, the thing that really troubles me, though, is you discussed the amount of money that Holiday would have wanted, and we've known the Nats ownership to be cheap as hell. So when you say something like that, that basically lets me know they didn't go with the best player they felt. They went with the player they can get the cheapest.
I wouldn't necessarily say that's true. You know, I think that Willis is potentially – or Willis's, you know, potential flexibility in taking a haircut at the top played a part in it, but – at the end of the day, they felt, I'm very confident in saying that they went with who they felt is the best player on their board and the guy that they felt most convicted on. I don't think that they are anything short of extremely excited about picking Willits. I think that, you know, he was the number one guy on their board, and they're very confident in the pick. So I know that him potentially taking a bigger haircut than Holiday might, you know, lend people to think like that, but make no mistake about it. They got their guy.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I just think two things. I think that could be the guy they wanted, and it helps him be the guy they wanted that they don't have to deal with Boris and they know they can get him signed. We're talking with our friend Peter Flaherty here from Baseball America. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Peter G Flaherty. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. So, Peter, as much as we've focused on Willits, right, and was it or was it not the right pick, it certainly caught a lot of people by surprise. Let's go further down the day one picks. Tell me about the big hitter kid that they got, Petry, I believe. He's a Gamecock, and it's all about power with him, right?
Big-time power. He's quietly put together one of the more impressive track records with the bat of any college hitter in the draft. He's hit at every stop, whether it was at South Carolina or in the Cape Cod League, which is the premier summer college wood bat league. He was excellent up there last summer. And like you said, the power is the carrying tool with him. It's comfortably plus. It's probably closer to double plus than it is plus.
How many pluses can you go? Like what is Cal Raleigh?
Yeah, no, exactly. But, I mean, the thing that stands out with Petry is he has no issue getting to it in-game. I think in today's day and age with college and, you know, the juiced-up metal bats and the baseballs flying, it can be easy to fall into the trap of a guy that hits for power in college sort of being a metal bat merchant, so to speak. But Petry's anything but. I mean, the power is just as real with wood, hammers the baseball to all fields. And like I said, it's, you know, he doesn't sell out at all to get to it. He's a seriously strong and physical kid. And, you know, he's not the most polished hitter, or most advanced hitter in the world, but, you know, he could be a league average hitter. And again, that also makes for a pretty impactful offensive profile. He's got an above average arm in right field, but I think long term, he profiles best over at first, but the offensive profile alone, you know, he'll be able to produce more than enough, I think, for the position. I mean, he is 25 to 30 plus home run upside.
That's
what's the thing. I'm baffled that they give so much more love to the high school player over the college player when you would think that the college player is playing better talent?
Yeah, I think it depends case to case, you know, who you're, which two guys or which three guys you're comparing to. With high school guys, typically there's just naturally from an age standpoint, more physical projection, probably more upside that you're talking about and a higher ceiling. Sort of the glitzier, more glamorous prospect potentially. But at least someone with like a Petri, I think it could be, I mean, I wasn't in the draft room, so I can't speak for anyone that was in there, but to see a high level SEC performer like that, to mm-hmm. perform as high of, as at high of a level as he did on the Cape, he took home MVP honors and top pro prospect honors. I can't remember the last time someone swept those awards just by themselves. I know myself coming to the draft felt pretty convicted on the offensive profile and him being able to continue to produce professionally. And I'm sure the Nats felt the same way. I mean, offensively, it's a really, really loud, it's a loud hit power combination.
I mean, I'm just looking at the MLB.com page for him, and I mean, he's a 60.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Power, which is pretty significant. And I would guess he's the closest to Major League ready of all the guys they took last night, right? Like, you might be able to see him relatively quick.
I mean, yeah, they only took three guys, but, you know, I don't think by any stretch they're going to rush Petri and try and ascend
Lord
him
knows they don't have any power, so I'm okay if they rush him. You got Wood.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think they're gonna try and rush him and get him in a situation that he's not ready for. So I trust the player development department, and I guess just technically he's the most major league ready by default, but we'll see. I think all three of the guys are exciting.
So let's talk about the third dude then, the pitcher. I mean, 6'5", 190, dude's a beanpole, but he's got serious gas. Tell us about Landon Harmon.
Yeah, I mean, them getting Harmon at 80th overall, I think is an excellent pick and sort of a steal for my money's worth. Like you said and kind of alluded to, he's 6'5", 190, that he is some of the most tantalizing upside potential of any high school arm in this year's class. The fastball quality is excellent. It's been up to 98, 99. He's got a ton of arm speed. The fastball life is exceptional through the zone. When you kind of talk about all these pluses, that's another pitch that would grade out as a 60, probably closer to a 70 than a 60 when all is said and done. It's a no-doubt plus pitch. The breaking ball and pitchability need refinement. He was a little bit hit or miss during the spring, a little bit of a spray gun command-wise, but I think a common phrase is moldable ball of clay. And when you talk about moldable balls of clay that you can get excited about from a player development standpoint, Harmon fits that mold to a T. He's a 6'5" kid, ton of projection remaining. He's got this 60 borderline 70 grade fastball that you can use as a foundation. He's got a ton of arm speed, really good athlete. If you can refine the command and dial in some of the secondary stuff, this kid, he's got a real chance.
I love that. I'm all about power pitching. Talking with our friend Peter Flaherty here from Baseball America. You can give Peter a follow at Peter G. Flaherty, F-L-A-H-E-R-T-Y. Peter joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Let me ask you this. So they make their first three picks last night. You know, a lot to be excited about with all of these young men. You got a power bat, power arm, a kid that maybe could just do it all. I guess you're kind of hoping the power develops with Willits, but everything else is there on a plus level. How, for somebody that's involved in baseball on the granular level you are, like, what do you just think of where the Nats organization is right now when you fire your manager and your GM a week before the draft and just the level of what appears to be chaos, at least on the surface level?
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't want to call the move totally unprecedented because we've seen two sort of close instances to it prior to this, albeit a little while ago. In 2006, the Royals, I believe, fired their GM, and they brought in Dayton Moore, who was previously with the Braves, so he didn't have any involvement with the first overall pick, and then also with the Nationals, with the Steven Strasburg pick, and it was actually Mike Rizzo who ascended and into that general manager role. But in Strasburg's draft, it was, you know, the number one overall pick was Strasburg, really, and then everyone else. So that was different than this year, where it was, you know, Willits, Holiday, Anderson, a couple of other names being floated around. It was pretty wide open. But, you know, I trust that the National Scouting Department and who they have up at the top and just sort of their player development department to kind of right the ship a little bit. Obviously, there's work to be done, and, you know, they're in a little bit of a precarious spot. But, I mean, they've got their next face of the franchise and James Wood, you know, headlining everything at the major league level. I like what they did last night and how they started off their draft. They have exciting prospects littered throughout their farm system. I think that, you know, better times are ahead for the Nats.
God, let's hope so, dude. How bad? So one of the knocks, as we started to hear kind of the growing rumors that Rizzo could get canned, one of the knocks that happened repeatedly was like the drafting and development over the last, I don't know, kind of since the World Series, right? So 6 years ago now. How bad was it? And in your line of work, like, you know, we focus more on football. I watch a ton of baseball, but I'm watching at the big league level. I'm not watching minors. I don't watch a ton of college until I enjoy the College World Series, but I'm not like evaluating it, right? With the drafting and developing of the Nationals that hasn't been that good, how much of that was misevaluations? Like, everybody's like, oh man, they drafted that kid, he sucks. Or just kids didn't develop and baseball development is hard.
It's the latter. I mean, you can feel as convicted as you want on a prospect, and, you know, everyone in the draft room can be pounding the table and feeling just as convicted on said prospect. But when all is said and done, they got to go out and do it. And baseball is the hardest sport in the world. It's the hardest sport in the world to perform and predict. So as excited as you feel about someone, you really don't know for sure that they're going to be an impact big leaguer. So there are a whole lot of pieces to the puzzle, both on the evaluation side and on the development side. I mean, for me, just off the top of my head, the only real first round, whiff, I would say, in the last 6 or so years was Elijah Green in 2022. Other than that, Cade Cavalli was a big leaguer. Brady House just made his debut recently. Dylan Cruz has been up. And Seaver King last year has a really exciting tool set as well. So, I mean, you have a hit rate of four big leaguers in the last five drafts, if you just want to isolate on 2019 to 2023 and throw Jackson Rutledge into the mix. But I think you made a great point that, there's sort of a you never know aspects to all of this. And, I don't think that the blame falls on one person or one subset of people.
For sure. It's an interesting time to be a Nats fan. It's hard to take ownership seriously, but at the same time, you hope they're just stacking up a ton of young talent and that it eventually works. With the MLB trade deadline around the corner, do you think Washington will actually consider to me, Wood is completely untouchable, but what about Gore or Abrams?
Yeah, I would. I would be floored beyond. I'm with you. I think that, he's a franchise player, and he's going to be the face of the franchise for however long he's with them, ideally until the end of his career. But it'll
we
be
hope.
Interesting to see that.
Yeah, we definitely hope.
We said it about Strasburg, said it about Harper,
Bryce,
said it about Soto. We don't know. Yeah. If they sell the team, then we might be happier about that statement.
Yeah, but I think he's absolutely untouchable. It'll be curious to see what other kind of moves they make and how they maneuver it and how they try and make some noise. But I would agree that Wood is definitely untouchable.
Peter, I enjoyed this.
Appreciate
you,
brother.
Maybe we get you when the draft wraps and you can take us through like the later rounds, what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to come on anytime you guys need. There'll be a lot more picks to talk about.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Peter Flaherty, Baseball America. That dude knows a lot about baseball prospects. I mean, there's a lot of baseball prospects.
Had that little draw like White Brian, don't he? I thought I was talking to White Brian. I popped me a couple of uppers during this show so I could stay up.
B-Mitch out here popping greenies. nobody go anywhere. I want to talk Wiz Summer League next.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Rude, boy. The best part with these Rude systems, you talked about being able to adjust it on your phone. So we turned the thermostat at the house up to like 78 or something, maybe 80 even, when we went to the beach, because we're not going to be there. We don't need it. I don't need to spend the money on the AC, right? And then as we were driving home, I gave my wife my phone. We just got over the Bay Bridge. I was like, turn the house down so it's cool when we get there. Bang. Nice and cool when we get there. Mm-hmm. That, like, stuff like that, man. The technology they can weave into your, like, home products is game-changing. And for Rude, it's the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which operates efficiently even in the most extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. But you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.